Aloha and welcome once again to another episode of the Hawaii Vacation Connection. My name is Bruce Fisher. Thanks very much for tuning in. We've got an excellent podcast for you today. We're going to go over some Hawaii vacation news, talk about some podcast listener questions, also do Hawaii package reviews where we go over packages that have been booked in the last 24 to 48 hours. As we get through this podcast for June 30th, it's a Wednesday, and this is our 395th podcast. So glad you're here. This podcast is brought to you by us. We are the owners of Hawaii-Aloha.com. You can catch us on the web at www.hawaii-aloha.com. Lots of ways to reach us. If you want to catch us on Twitter, if you're doing the Twitter thing, please follow me. I'm at Aloha Bruce. So Aloha Bruce, A-L-O-H-A-B-R-U-C-E, all one word. And you do that just by signing up with Twitter, and then you can follow along with my daily antics. Really, I'm just begging you to follow me. Also, if you're not doing Twitter and you're on Facebook, you can catch us there too. I don't know if they're calling it a fan page anymore or a like page. Check out our like page. Is that what they're calling it now? Like? I don't know what it is, but it's a place where we all get together. We share information there. And you can do that by just typing in Hawaii Aloha Travel or Hawaii Vacations. If you just key that in when you're on Facebook, you can find us. You can also get to it from our homepage as well. If all of this isn't enough for you, you can catch us every day doing a blog. We do a blog post. We've just gone to a 7-day-a-week schedule. So now we do blogging 7 days a week, Friday and Saturday. We have guest bloggers from other islands now. In fact, the first post from one of our guest bloggers on Kauai was posted there. Of course, I always say, you know, let's not do stuff about food. And what's the first thing she did? She did something about a food place. But no, that's okay. I just don't think our blog should be a foodie blog. There's so many foodie blogs. And just about everybody that comes to Hawaii talks about the food. So there's no shortage of information when it comes to that. But of course, if there's a special restaurant, which obviously this one was, she did a review of the restaurant at the Waipoli Beach Resort. Forget the name of the restaurant. But it's the one right there on the beach. It's beautiful. It's open air. It's all done wood, all open. Very nice. And she says she likes to take her friends and family there when they come in to visit. So check out our blog. Every day we got new stuff for you. So you'll be in touch with everything that's happening here at Hawaii-Aloha.com. Now, you can also reach us, of course, by calling 1-800-843-8771. 1-800-843-8771. And if you're planning a trip or, you know, you want a second opinion, you know, everybody gets second opinions on everything these days. And we know you're out there searching. We know that you see at least 7 to 8 different websites before you actually give us a call or get involved with us. So we know that you're researching. And what's great about the business that we're in is that we see the same things you're seeing. So we everybody knows what the price is. You know what I mean? I mean, if you have a package, you put the package together, we put the package together. It's not going to be too hard of a job to figure out what other people are charging. So when we have all the resources and we look at these things and we look at what other people are charging, and we just get you the best value for your dollar. And that's what it's really all about. And getting the advice that's going to make your trip more memorable, because we're right here in Hawaii. Makes sense, right? We're your friends here in the 50th state, in the Aloha state. So hopefully you'll get involved. We do love to hear from you. And I'd like to hear from you. Just email me with your questions, bruce@hawaii-aloha.com, or you can get us at podcast@hawaii-aloha.com. Jeez, a lot of housekeeping today, huh? Have a few other things I wanted to mention. Oh, yes, we are now offering a free photo session for anybody coming into the island of Oahu. You have to be here on a Monday because we only do this every Monday. So if you're going to be here on a Monday, even if you've not booked with us, call me and we can set you up with this free photo session. And it's with a professional photographer on the beach. They do it down in Waikiki. She's got a couple locations that she likes to do it on. And Jean Marie Vignano, she's a very, very popular photographer here in Hawaii. She's the one who's doing that for us. So we're excited about that. And another 2-for-1 offer we have going right now. If you are coming to Oahu, you can get one of our exclusive North Shore trip. This is done with our own bus, our own company. It's specially designed for just a few people. It's not a big tour where you get a bunch of people in with them. It's semi-private. So the max that you'll have is like 7 people, maybe 8 at the max. So probably 7 other people and yourself would be the max. It's a small, intimate group. We take you up to the North Shore. We take you to Turtles Cove. This time of year, we go to Turtles Cove, which is the best snorkeling. And you get to go to a Heiau up on the North Shore, Hale Iwa. It's just a great tour. And it's called our North Shore Island Tour, Circle Island Tour. And just contact us, and we'll let you know about that. It's 2-for-1, so you get it for $49 a person. So it's normally $99, but you're giving you 2-for-1, which is, you just can't find that anywhere. You get tours for $60, you get put into a bus with a bunch of people. So this is a great deal. So get in touch with us about that 2-for-1 offer. Let's do a couple of shout-outs, shall we? Let's do a couple of Facebook shout-outs. Let's do a shout-out to Lynn Withrow. Lynn is one of our Facebook friends, and she said she loves the information we're putting out there. So thank you, Lynn. And also to Sandy Johns, who wrote to us on the Facebook page. He's actually interested in that North Shore trip. So he wants to find out all about that. So get in touch with us. We do those every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So if you're here any one of those days, you can take advantage of that great deal and get involved in it. So hopefully that helps you out. Now's the time in our program I'd like to talk a little bit about Hawaii vacation news. First news story up is that visitors to Hawaii continue to arrive in greater numbers and spend more. This is from the Hawaii Tourism Authority. They said that folks spent a collective $860 million in May, which is $127 million, or 17% more than the total visitor expenditures logged in 2009. They attribute the increase to higher average daily spending, which rose to $176 per person from $160 a year ago, along with more visitor arrivals coming in by air. Visitors from the U.S. West Coast, which is our biggest market, of course, spent $318 million in May, which was a 17% increase over the year before. And of the major markets, the biggest percentage of increase came from the Japanese, who spent $31 million more in May, totaling $154 million over last year. So that's great news for the Japanese market, which has been in decline. And the only decline from Hawaii's second largest market came, that's from the East Coast, who spent 3.5% less than they did a year ago, totaling $220 million. Among the major Hawaiian islands, Maui continued to see the biggest increase in visitor arrivals. They're up 9.8% to 121,000 in May. And the only island to see continuous growth in visitor arrivals since the start of the year is Maui, which is pretty interesting. So good news for the folks on Maui, but the price continues to stabilize, and we see the prices continue to be stable across the board. And that goes into the next story I have here, which Best Smart Travelers Magazine Choice Awards named Hawaii as the best value destination. Because of all the sales and deals that we have here, of course. Hawaii even ranked ahead of Las Vegas, which is a first ever. And with a 3% drop in overall year-to-year travel prices and a 10% to 15% decrease in premium hotel rates, plus 4 new air routes coming in from Allegiant Airlines, they're going to be starting, will continue to make Hawaii a obvious choice. While the summer peak season should be busy, last-minute deals may still be available. That's what they're saying. I don't know about that, last-minute deals still being available, but that's what they're saying. I don't see the last-minute deals being available for July. I mean, I'm seeing sold-out situations for July, but I continue to see these companies say this stuff. But when it comes down to reality, there might be a few seats out there left of something when they report these things, and then when you go to try to find them, they're not there. But it does, but I think it is true that Hawaii has become a great value destination. We see that over and over again with the fifth night freeze, with some of the bundling that the hotels are doing. It seems to be a natural for these great deals. And we're seeing great deals all year. We've been seeing great deals all years and all year. And of course, if you're booking with Hawaii-Aloha.com, that's one of the things we're very focused on. We're going to look for that best deal for you. We're going to look for the most value for your dollar. Because I don't think people just want the cheapest vacation they can get. It's almost like, why go if you're going to stay in a dump and, you know, not throw a little money at it, especially a Hawaii vacation. I mean, if you're a family, I can understand if you're just a kid, you're going on the fly, and then you don't need a hotel room. Stay on the beach or something. But if you're really investing in a good vacation, it's your family, you're spending time on this, you're saving money, putting money aside for something like this, you're on one of our payment plans, then there needs to be some thought put into the Hawaii vacation. And that's why you want to use us. You want to get involved with us. You want to make sure you get the most value for your dollar. It's not just price, folks. It's what you're going to get for the dollar. Because I can find you plenty of cheap hotels, but I guarantee you won't be happy. You know, you'll just be, you know, okay, I went to Hawaii. Well, the room, I couldn't sleep in it, but other than that, it was okay. You don't want one of those kinds of places when you're coming all the way over here to beautiful Hawaii'i. So get in touch with us. Just give us a call. 1-800-843-8771. Got a call today from a customer who was booking her vacation and was booking a condo. And her name is Lubov. And I asked her if it was okay for me to talk about this because she wanted to stay in a condo and get and she wanted a condo that had central air conditioning. And she was sure that this particular condo that she chose, which was the Kameole Sands, actually had units with central air conditioning in them. And I had to remind her, and it's just a reminder for you as well, whenever you're booking a vacation with us or with anybody, you cannot guarantee certain requests. You can only ask for them. That doesn't mean they're guaranteed. In other words, let's say you need two double beds, or let's say you need one king bed in a room, but you get to the hotel and there's two double beds. Sometimes there's no way to control that, and there's no way to guarantee that you're going to get that bedding. We can request it, but we can't guarantee it. Now, granted, most of the time our requests are met, and especially since hotels haven't been as full as they've been in the past, it's been pretty easy to get our requests. But this is kind of a special request, asking for, especially in a condo, because condos are configured differently. And this particular condo, I don't think has central air, but she says it does. And she wanted me to guarantee it. And we got into a little discussion about it because I cannot guarantee it. And no agency can. Nobody can guarantee you're going to get a certain room type. And you're going to get central air conditioning in a unit when they just don't have it. So we always try to, you know, put these requests in. And if it's possible, we will ask. But we can't guarantee it. So just wanted to make sure that you're aware of that, that you remember that. Some things are just not going to be guaranteed. They will only be requested. Now, there are hotels that will allow you to pay a premium for certain things, like connecting rooms or bedding, guaranteed bedding. But that's very rare. I can only think of three hotels that do that out of hundreds here in Hawaii. So keep that in mind if you're looking for a specific unit. And condos are a little bit different than a hotel because condos are individually owned by different owners. They have different decor in each of them. But our arrangement with all of the condos that we work with is that we get a certain block and they meet a certain expectation so that our clients are happy. Cleanliness, decor of furniture, the length between upgrades and renovations, all of these things are taken into consideration before we even put them into our inventory. And remember, all of our condos have maid service. We don't charge you extra for that. And that's another thing that comes up when people try to go owner direct or get these units that make promises that they can't keep. So you never have to worry about that with us. You will always get what you pay for when you're dealing with us. So hopefully that helps you with your question. We will make those requests for you, but again, we cannot guarantee. Another question comes in from Joanne. She says, myself, my husband, and two of our friends would like to rent a car and drive tour Oahu, but we only have 10 to 12 hours. We're flying in from Tokyo, back from San Francisco, and have a layover in Honolulu. Our plane gets in the morning. It leaves at 10:45 in the evening. So that gives us about 15 hours from end to end. Do you think that driving a tour with occasional stops could be done in this time frame? Would it be too rushed? What do you think is our best route? Can we just make a circle around the island and then go back up to the airport? What ideas would you suggest? She also went on to list several things that she wants to do on Oahu. She wants to see it all, basically, she said. And she even wants to see the Disney Vacation Club and the club villas at Ko'olina. And she wants to go to Turtle Bay, Diamond Head, North Shore. She wants to see turtles, and she wants to see whales, and she wants to see Lanikai Beach and Baudundin Temple. And wow, she wants to try to get it all in there. And you know what? If you have that kind of time, you can do a Circle Island tour. I think, you know, it's actually a pretty good idea. And you basically have 12 hours, and you should definitely take time to do at least a short Circle Island, or I think a larger Circle Island tour, because there's plenty of car rental agencies that you're going to find at the airport. You can just rent a car there. But remember, you're going to have to pay for 24 hours. You're not going to be able to rent a car for a half a day. The minimum is one day. So you'll have to pay for a 24-hour car, even though you're going to keep it for half a day. And as far as your luggage goes, I recommend taking it to the consignment area at the airport and leaving it there. You know, Oahu is a very safe place, but you never know, right? I mean, anything can happen. And you know how it is. You put all that stuff in your rental car and it kind of makes you look more vulnerable. You kind of look like a tourist and you don't want anybody seeing that stuff. And so I can understand the concern. So you may want to just leave that at the airport. Now, as far as the tour goes, it is an island. And you know what? Get a good map. And there's lots of places to get good maps. And we can even send you one. If you just write to me, I'll send you a map. And I would start from the airport and I would go through Waikiki. I would go past the Diamond Head area. I'd stop at Diamond Head Lookout. And then I'd go to Hanama Bay. Then I'd go to the Blowhole, Sandy Beach, and Makapu'u. It's all along the same area. It's like the same run that you do. And once you get past Waimanalo, you're going to get to Kailua, and you make a left at Castle Hospital, and then you can take a right on Kamehameha Highway. Kamehameha Highway goes all around the island. You can stop at Chinaman's Hat. You can go to Ka'ava, Haula, and then you can go to Kahuku. And in Kahuku, they have some great shrimp trucks that you can check out, and they really are amazing. They even have these shrimp farms that you can check out. Now, after you get past there, you're going to go past Sunset and Banzai and Waimea, and then finally you're going to get to a little town called Haleiwa. From there, you can go inland, you know, more towards inland, go to the Dole Pineapple Plantation. You can also see coffee and coca plantations when you go along there, cocoa plantations. And then I would go past Pearl Harbor and go back to the airport. And all of this should take you between 8 to 10 hours. Depends on how long you stop. And I think you could also, by the way, incorporate Baudundin Temple as well. I don't think you should really do Pearl Harbor because you're just not going to have enough time. It's a real time-consuming thing. And if you're going to do snorkeling, there are several places you can snorkel, including, I would say, Hanama Bay. But I would add 2 to 3 hours to this. And if you wanted to do a mini version of this, you could just do the east side of the island. Skip all the North Shore stuff and then go to Pearl Harbor as well and do the snorkeling. But that depends on, you know, what you want to do and if you want to cut it short and how important the snorkeling is. Anyway, if you have any more questions, feel free to give me a call and I can help you out with that. But we talk a lot about it and you can see a lot of information on our blog about the east side and what to do on the east side where Hanama Bay is. So you should have no problem getting around. And hopefully that helps you out. Well, we're kind of running out of time. Let me just go over one package here that was booked in the last 24 to 48 hours. This is for two people coming from August 27th to September 4th. Coming from Boston, they're going to do two islands. They're going to Oahu and over to Maui. They're going to stay at the Aston Waikiki Beach Hotel on an ocean front room on Oahu. And then over at the Royal Lahaina, they'll be staying in an ocean view room. They got the breakfast for two. They're going to have a sunset crew. They got champagne for two. It's their romance package. They also got the mid-size car. Got a great rate for them. Total package price, $36.42. Wow, congratulations. What a fantastic package. These are the kind of deals we can put together for you. And remember, we're going to try to add that value to the package. That's what we always do, value add. You know, that's the buzzword, especially for Hawaii. So hopefully that that helps you out. Congratulations to Tara over at Extension 37. She's the agent that put that together. And I want to congratulate the people that did this package, Lewis and Elizabeth Van Horn. You're going to have a great time in Hawaii Nei. And we do thank you so much for your business and welcome to our Ohana. Well, that's going to wrap it up. I want to say make sure you tune in again on Wednesday. Don't forget to go over to our blog page in between now and then. Actually, you'll see us on Friday. It is our Wednesday podcast. So we'll see you then. For my beautiful wife, Yaling, she'll be here soon, I hope. She'll be joining us again here on the podcast as we get to figure out how to do the new studio and all of that. And until then, we'll say aloha and mahalo.